Thank you for coming this evening. It is surprising, this informal program was only conceived and announced 2 days ago, and so many nice devotees have come. This is a wonderful, auspicious offering to Krishna. When Krishna played on his flute, the gopis left everything immediately, with no expectation to ever return home. So devotees, we may not be gopis, but we can worship their mood of surrender. How nothing came before pleasing Krishna in their lives. And of course we know from the glorious teachings of Lord Chaitanya, what is the most effective means of pleasing Krishna? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. In the mood of the devotee who supremely understands how to please Krishna. Krishna appears with the spirit of the love of Srimati Radharani to teach all of us how to perfect our lives in devotional service. And there is no greater authority in devotional service than the very treasure house of all devotion herself, Srimati Radharani. Devotional service is her own personal energy. And unless she blesses us with her mercy, there is no possibility of anyone, anywhere, of even achieving one drop of devotion. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, combined with Srimati Radharani, to give the purest treasure of devotion to everyone. And Lord Chaitanya taught us that the two religious principles which will attract devotion into our hearts is the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna, as well as the individual chanting of Krishna's holy names and service to the Lord's devotees. There are two ways of serving the Lord's devotees. One is those who have already given their lives, to whatever extent, to trying to follow the path of Krishna consciousness. If they are advanced devotees, we should worship them. How do we worship them? By submissively hearing the words coming from their mouths, and by following their instructions, because their words are Krishna's words. And by serving them, by trying to assist them and help them and carry out their orders. This is how we serve the spiritual master and the very advanced senior devotees. To those who are equal with us in spiritual status, we serve them by becoming most intimate loving friends, by confidentially revealing our hearts and confidentially hearing their hearts, with a desire to encourage one another in devotional service. When we talk about revealing one's mind, it doesn't mean just dumping the garbage of your mind just for the sake of dumping. It means approaching a Vaishnava friend with a desire for spiritual advancement, with a desire for spiritual help, or with a desire to inspire and encourage and enliven another. Whether we are seeking help or giving help, it should always be with proper knowledge that the only real help is to bring one closer to Krishna. And the only way we can be helped is to somehow or other appeal to someone to come to bring us closer to Krishna. And for those devotees who are coming just coming, to those who are newer than us in Krishna consciousness, like an older brother or sister, we should always be try to help them, to guide them, to encourage them, to overcome the natural obstacles that we have had to go overcome ourselves. And then there is another class of devotees who have forgotten altogether that they are devotees. Sometimes they are called karmis, sometimes jnanis, sometimes yogis. But due to not having the association of Krishna's devotees, they are lost in the network of Maya. So to them, we try to somehow or other give them Krishna consciousness by preaching to them our philosophy, or by giving them one of Srila Prabhupada's books, or by giving them the chance to hear the holy names, or giving them the chance to give a donation, or somehow engage them in devotional service, or give them prasad, but somehow or other connect their hearts and begin the spiritual paths in their lives. So a devotee is always aspiring to chant the holy names and serve the Vaishnavas. But in every stage, a devotee is always das, servant. Never master. We are never meant to be the enjoyer, but rather we are always meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam explains in graphic terms the ears that do not utilize their existence to hear the glories of the Lord are like the ears, like the holes that snakes live in. Useless, dangerous holes. And the tongue that does not praise the glories of Krishna and his devotees is like the tongue of a frog. The frog is very proud that he is singing beautiful songs and speaking nice philosophy. But actually, to any civilized man, it is just croaking. And do you know what the slang word for dying is in the West? It is to croak. That is, every American knows this word. This man croaked, that means he's dead. This woman croaked, that means she's dead. Somehow or other, this has derived indirectly through Srimad Bhagavatam philosophy. Because Sukadev Goswami explains that frogs croak, and in croaking, although they're thinking they're attracting so many nice female froggies and everything like that, actually the snake is just listening. Where is the frog? There. And the snake follows the croak and eats the frog. So similarly, speaking materialistic sound vibration is just calling the snake of death to come to devour me. And yet we see people who croak very nice, very melodious croaks, and They have all sorts of instrumentation to their croaking. And they have big, big sound systems to make it very loud. Tens, fifties, hundreds and thousands of people will pay all their money to come and listen to this croaking. And not only does the snake come to eat the croaker, but it comes into the holes of the ears also. This is modern civilization. People are paying their hard-earned money to enjoy the path of death. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains, what is money? What is wealth if it is not directly, not indirectly, directly used in the service of the Lord? It is only like putting a crown on a man who's already drowning in the ocean. The more wealth you have, the heavier is your crown, and the deeper and faster you sink into the illusions of false ego and material attachment. And how will you get out? Srimad Bhagavatam explains in so many ways that real help is to bring a person to Krishna consciousness. To somehow or other inspire a person to utilize their body, their mind, their senses, their wealth, their abilities, their position, their everything to the Master, Mahaprabhu. To be utilized in the service of the Lord. Actually, if we die with one paisa that hasn't been given to the Lord, how we will regret. If we die knowing anything has been left in my own possession, that will keep us from the spiritual world. So everything should be utilized in the service of God. Death could come at any second, and it will come at every second. So real help, real friendship, real love is to help each other to be Krishna conscious. But in order to help each other to be Krishna conscious, we have to understand the science of Vaishnava etiquette very carefully. How devotees are kind and concerned for each other. The body of a devotee is the sacred temple of God. Service to a Vaishnava means doing anything we can to help that devotee to be in a strong position to serve Krishna. To help them with their health. If they have some economic problem, if we have something, we should help them. We should help them in every way so they can peacefully engage in devotional service. If a person's mind is confused or mind has doubt or a person feels isolated from the spiritual path, we should be right there as a compassionate friend. Pick that person up. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, service to the Vaishnavas and chanting the holy names are the two principles of religions in this age of Kali. And the purpose of the counselor system that has been pursued over the last few years is simply to give the maximum possible quality in care and service to every single devotee that comes forward to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Anyone who takes a sincere interest in the great mission of Srila Prabhupada, they should become our master. We should make them so happy in Krishna consciousness that they will never, ever, ever want to leave for any of the illusions of this world. What is the greatest preaching in all the universe? A happy devotee. I can sit on this little seat and speak so much philosophy. But if people listen and they do not see devotees happy, how much will it actually influence their hearts? Everyone within the world is looking for happiness. Ananda Mayo Vyashat. The immortal search of the soul is for pleasure. And Prabhupada told us to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He didn't say chant Hare Krishna and suffer. Suffering is everywhere, anyway, in this material world. You're going to suffer whether you're a devotee or not. But if you're actually taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, you gradually come to the platform, not that the sufferings go away, but you transcend the sufferings. Don't be under the illusion that sufferings go away in this material world. Krishna has officially certified Dukalayam Ashashvatam. That means this is a world of suffering. You've come here, you suffer. Whatever you do, you can be the prime minister or you can be pauper in the street. You can be triple PhD or you can be illiterate. You can have 1,000,000 crores in your bank account or you could not even have food for the day. You can be the healthiest athlete, the champion cricket player of India, or you can be old and invalid. Whatever you have or don't have, the material world, you must suffer. If not today, tomorrow. So when you become Krishna conscious, don't be under the illusion that now I'll become materially happy. Because material and happiness are two words that just don't go together. It's like being dry in the ocean. It's like jumping in the lake and being dry. Is it possible? It's more possible to jump in the bottom of the lake and be dry than it is to live in the material world and actually be happy. So by chanting Hare Krishna, we don't stop the miseries, we transcend the miseries. We actually achieve the spiritual platform of consciousness, which is above material misconceptions, which is the cause of all suffering. But some foolish people, they think my material life will change and be very nice. Impossible. Maybe temporarily, but not a reality. Krishna consciousness, we want to come out of the material platform onto the spiritual platform. But we have to strive for that. And we have to help each other for that. And therefore, on every level, we see a devotee is sacred. And a devotee should be cared for. Just as we care for our own children, we should try to extend that to care for every Vaishnava. And to the degree we do that, to the degree Krishna is extraordinarily pleased with our service. So this counselor system has been developed for this reason, to make every possible intelligent effort to help every single devotee on every level of that devotee's life, physically, socially, philosophically, spiritually. We should support each other. We should help each other. And more, The devotees who are taking this wonderful responsibility of counselors are trying to help each other to better help the Vaishnavas. And the hope is that everyone is being helped will learn the process of helping others. And in this way, the Krishna consciousness will not only expand in quantity, but it will expand in quality. Actually, at one time, our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he said, we have distributed millions and millions and millions of books. We have made so many thousands of devotees and opened so many centers. At one time he said, now it is time to boil the milk. Boil the milk means condense it and make it of the utmost quality and sweetness. He wanted the book distribution to go on. He wanted the preaching to go on, but he especially emphasized we have to improve the quality of every single devotee who has come to this movement so that they actually become pure devotees. And for that, there has to be a whole social system to help the qualitative improvement of a devotee's life and a devotee's family's life. Srila Prabhupada explained the first part of his mission was to establish and expand. And the second part of his mission, which he said he wanted his devotees to establish, was Varnashram Dharma. And Varnashram Dharma, in essence, is a social system by which every single devotee is engaged according to that person's propensity and is encouraged and happy in Krishna consciousness. That's Varnashram. So this wonderful system that we are trying to develop and improve day by day is for this purpose, to actually create a social atmosphere where every devotee is cared for and happy in Krishna consciousness. And if people come and see happy devotees, they will think, this is the movement that I want to be a part of. If this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, if this prasad, if this kirtan is bringing people together in such a nice way where there's so much love and trust amongst them and they're so happy together, this is what I want. What greater preaching is that? The age of Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. People cannot get along very much, and if they do, there's always so many conditions to their getting along. But if devotees, for the higher principle of pleasing Guru and pleasing Krishna, humble themselves to serve for each other, care for each other, sacrifice of themselves to uplift the devotees and to expand the quality of the preaching of Lord Chaitanya's mission, people will be attracted. And more important than the people outside being attracted, the devotees themselves will be attracted to never leave. If a devotee is happy with Krishna consciousness, he'll never leave the path of perfection. If a devotee is unhappy in Krishna consciousness, that unhappiness is a signal to Maya to take that person away. An unhappy devotee is vulnerable to so many temptations, philosophical temptations, doubts, sensual temptations, social temptations, financial temptations,
What do we need all these things for? They're all Maya. They're all garbage. Puna punas charavata charavananam. They're all the bitter remnants that we have chewed and spit out through 8,400,000 species. We've chewed it and we've spit out these things again and again and again. And now we want to pick it up and chew it again. But a happy devotee will not be tempted for these things, because he's satisfied. Let me go to Radha Gopinath's temple and chant and dance. That will be my happiness. Let me be with devotees. Let me talk with devotees. Let me chant the holy names of Krishna and hear the katha of Krishna. Let me serve the devotees of Krishna. If devotees are happy, that happiness is the strength that will protect us from Maya. I'm trying to appear saintly, but my frog-like propensities are naturally coming out. Hare Krishna. So it is my very, very strong and sincere appeal to all of you to really make this counselor system a wonderful, wonderful operating service to all the Vaishnavas. And that means for all the counselors to really be willing to extend themselves as a first priority in life to make your family and your counselees happy in Krishna consciousness. Don't be selfish. A counselor should be selfless and always there as a friend, a godbrother, and a guide to help in every possible way. A counselor is not a managerial position. It is a person who with love and concern encourages and helps one to be Krishna conscious. And most important, to train people how to be Krishna conscious. Brahmacharis should be trained to be first class brahmacharis according to the shastric recommendations. And grihasthas should be systematically, carefully and thoroughly trained to be grihasthas. If you're not a grihastha, trained as a grihastha, then you are a grihamedi. Either your house is an ashram where Krishna is in the center of everything, or your house is a deep dark well. Andhakupam. So grihasthas need to be trained. What is the duties of a wife to the husband? What is the duties of a husband to the wife? What is the duties of mother and father to children? What is the duties to your parents? How to balance spiritual life and occupational responsibilities? How to balance your spiritual life with your social obligations? How to remain pure in controlling your senses? How to maintain very, very strict pure vows of sadhana? How to overcome the problems that naturally come to all of us? In so many ways, each grihastha must be very, very carefully trained to follow Krishna consciousness in their ashram. And then the whole family will be happy. And their example will be a tremendous inspiration to give light to the people of the world. So this kind of encouragement, friendship, and training is the responsibility of each counselor. And the counselees, they should accept the good fortune with a grateful heart
and want to learn, want to be trained properly, want to be educated in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and in the social life of a Vaishnava. These things are so important. And the counselees should try to share whatever they are receiving with each other and with all other Vaishnavas and with the world. I personally believe this project is one of the most important projects in all of creation, the simple little counselor system. Because it can create a very strong and attractive foundation within the Hare Krishna movement. Because our movement is not just to attract people to stay and do some service for a few years and then evaporate into the ethereal atmosphere of Maya. It should be the goal of every leader that when a person comes to sincerely take to Krishna consciousness, we must think, what do I require to do to help this person to remain a devotee throughout his or her entire life? Not just get as much service as we can today and let Krishna take care of the rest. We are Krishna's representatives. We are responsible on behalf of Guru and Krishna that this person will never, ever, ever leave this movement until they die. And then they don't leave the movement and they go back to the headquarters of the Hare Krishna movement, which is Goloka Vrindavan, where it all begins. This should be our thinking. And as the servant of the servant of the servant, each of us, if you're a counselor, if you're a guru, if you're a GBC, if you're a president, or if you're just a new bhakta or bhaktin, whatever you may be, it is the responsibility of every single one of us to help each other that we never, ever, ever leave the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Krishna consciousness is a lifetime process. To go back home, back to Godhead, you have to practice strictly and sincerely until the day you die and go back to Godhead. This is not a movement that is just like a college where you in this movement for 4 years, then you graduate, then you go back out into the world. It's a lifetime mission. And the greatest compassion is to keep a devotee strong in Krishna consciousness throughout his or her whole life. We should think in terms of 30 years for each devotee, not just today. And Krishna conscious philosophy is so pure, it is so complete, so comprehensive and inclusive. There is no greater philosophy. No one leaves this movement because they find a better philosophy, or a better religion, or a better mat. Never. It's not possible. And Krishna is all attractive. There is no higher, more beautiful and fulfilling conception of God than Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. People do not leave this movement because they find a better God. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the Maha Mantra.
People do not leave this movement because they have found a better mantra. People leave this movement because either they are spiritually weak, and they'll use so many philosophical, social, or other excuses to leave, to protect their ego, but either they're weak and they want to enjoy sinful activities, or because they have made so many aparads to other Vaishnavas that Krishna's kicking them away, or because they're simply unhappy. They're not socially and personally encouraged and supported, so they're trying to go somewhere else to find social and personal support, to a psychiatrist or to a psychologist or to some materialistic counselor or to some other society of people who say, you're all right and I am all right and let us embrace and be happy. People will leave this movement if they don't find personally satisfying relationships. So if we want to keep devotees within this movement, we have to teach them how to perform their sadhana properly. Then they'll be spiritually strong. But in order for them to maintain it, they need loving, trusting relationships amongst each other. Love and trust, Prabhupada said, is the glue that keeps devotees bound together within Krishna consciousness. If the philosophy is being presented without adulteration, if there's great emphasis on kirtan of the holy name, and if there is caring, loving relationships amongst devotees socially, why would anyone possibly want to leave Krishna consciousness? Whether they are brahmacharis, grihastas, vanaprastas, or sannyasis is not very important. These are all temporary designations. We follow the particular designation in which we are strongest and we can best serve. But actually, what we are really concerned with is not a person's ashram or varna. We situate them in that because that's where they'll be most happy. But the main thing is that they may remain always in Krishna consciousness. And they are satisfied. And they have a society around them of people who love them and care for them and are willing to support them. And it is my humble request to all of you, please take this spirit as your life and soul, to encourage each other, to help each other in every way to be happy in Krishna consciousness. The few people in this room tonight, if you just take these principles very seriously, you can make an enormous difference in the entire planet Earth by your example. Thank you very much. Actually, when we began this program, I was just planning to have questions and answers and not speak anything. But somehow or other, I spoke. What to do? Is there any questions anyone would like? Yes.
Maharaj, you said in the lecture that one of the reasons that a devotee may leave the movement is that maybe that he has committed some offense against some Vaishnava. And if you really know that if that is the case with a particular person, what is the responsibility?
Through our preaching and through our example, we should educate people of the great dangers of Vaishnava aparad.
It's very important.
within our scriptures it is so highly emphasized, the desperate need to guard against Vaishnava aparad. Lord Chaitanya explained, you may be growing your garden of devotional creeper for many, many years, but Vaishnava aparad is like allowing a mad elephant to come in and tear it all to pieces. So through our preaching and most of all through our example, if you're always speaking the good in Vaishnavas, that is the best way to help others to guard against Vaishnava aparad. But if you listen to it and you're encouraging that person to speak it, and you are also being contaminated by it. So we should never speak it and we should never hear it. The only time we ever speak anything to a devotee in regard to their shortcomings is in a positive way to try to help to improve their service. Otherwise, we will only see the good. Next question? Yes, Dwarkadish Prabhu.
Maharaj, we had experience of going to one hospital in Andheri, Holy Spirit Hospital, where they have a official post of a counselor in the hospital. And I was came to understand that actually it's a proper course which they go through. It's a proper, they have books on where they learn how to counsel people. Now, my question is that the counselors which you have been appointed in our temple here, oftentimes one of the major important services involved would be to help solve some sort of conflict which may be there between devotees, which may have erupted during the course of interaction. So, do you think that it is necessary that we actually learn as a science the how really to go about solving a conflict? How does a well-meaning counselor try to really help the situation in a proper Krishna conscious way?
The counselors should discuss this amongst themselves and apply the principles of Srila Rupa Goswami. You don't have to go to any materialistic people to learn how to bring people together. The Krishna conscious philosophy, if we understand it properly and understand how to practically apply it, is the most perfect and complete method. And the counselor should learn this. What I see, and I see it happening all over the world, devotees who are not willing to actually go deeply into Krishna consciousness to solve these social problems, they go to so many materialistic organizations. And they become contaminated. How do they become contaminated? Because they feel, they begin to feel more and more and more and more that Krishna consciousness is not perfect and complete. We need something else from outside, and something else from outside, and something else from outside, and something else for outside. Maybe for material profession we can use. But as far as developing a social understanding of how devotees can overcome conflicts, we have to learn to do it with Krishna in the center. Otherwise, it's just band-aid patchwork. So no, I don't believe we need to be trained by materialistic people how to be counselors. I think the counselors have to be very, very serious. I'll tell you what I believe
is the most incredibly effective and successful method of helping another person. And you don't have to go to college and you don't have to go to training courses. If you care about a person, if you are Krishna conscious and you care about a person, Krishna will empower you to help that person. If that person in any way, shape, or form wants to be helped. If you don't care about the person, you can't help them. Krishna will not give you the intelligence. If you're pure in your life and you're Krishna conscious and you understand our philosophy and you care about someone, you'll be able to help them. You'll be able to help them resolve their conflicts. If people are not willing to accept Krishna consciousness, if people are not willing to accept all these things, then maybe they should be sent to some other counselor. Maybe they could help them. But that's not our business as counselors. Hare Krishna. Does anyone want to discuss this particular point more? I don't want to intimidate you by my strong opinions. I would like to hear other people's opinions also.
Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, we have heard, I don't know the details, but they gave seminars on conflict management. I'm sure it must be very Krishna conscious way of doing it. I was wondering whether the counselors could be sort of trained in something like that. In a Krishna conscious way, because I think it requires some training also.
Is there conflict management that's beyond your control to help?
It's not so serious, but I was thinking of how to do it properly.
In my opinion, you can discuss this amongst the counselors. But if there's not a problem, if people are Krishna conscious, in other words, if you do your job as a counselor the way you're supposed to, there's no need for these things. If there's a loving atmosphere amongst devotees, that in of itself is the solution. If there's not a loving atmosphere amongst devotees, you need all these conflict management trainings and it'll never solve the problem. It'll just give some patchwork relief for a few days, perhaps. Do you understand what I'm saying? If a person needs that, let them go. But what we want to do is create such a loving atmosphere amongst devotees where we're helping each other, where we simply don't need those things. That's our philosophy. If people are lonely and uncared for and insecure, then their minds are going to be creating so much conflict. I believe that the counselors can decide whether they feel they need some training for this or that, but my opinion is if we can just create a Krishna conscious atmosphere, as Srila Prabhupada taught. Srila Prabhupada never said, we need these things. Prabhupada said, Krishna conscious culture, if you understand it, it is perfect and complete. And if we don't understand it, if we're not willing to practice it, then we need all these other things, which are distractions. People may say they're not distractions, but they are. And if you talk to Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he will say that these things are really to try to attract karmis. But actually, the best counseling and the best thing for devotees is a loving Krishna conscious atmosphere. Nothing can replace it. Nothing could substitute for it. And nothing else can solve the problem.
So it is our goal to try to make what Prabhupada wanted. If you care about someone and you're Krishna conscious, you'll be amazed how you could help them. Any other questions? Devotees in America is your question. Huh? The problem is Krishna is not the center. If Krishna is the center, there's no such thing as a broken marriage. If Krishna is not in the center, then things can break very easily. In my opinion, it's the lack of actually training grihasthas how to be proper grihasthas that is the greatest cause of broken marriages. People need guidance. They need systematic and compassionate training how to keep Krishna in the center. Young grihasthas need senior grihasthas to actually teach them the way of resolving their problems in Krishna consciousness. And if we're trained in that way, then we can actually keep Krishna in the center. Then there will be no divorces. But if we put so many other priorities and we don't give people the opportunity to learn this, in my opinion, it is pennies wise and pounds foolish. We may do so much big preaching today, but then after a few years, the whole society is breaking apart. And devotees lose their faith when they see so many divorces, so many broken marriages, and when people from outside come, they're coming for relief, and then they see all broken marriages, they think, this is not relief. This is just, some people are suffering wearing mini skirts and people are suffering wearing saris. What is the difference? We should understand that it is a very, very important priority within our movement to give people the proper training and guidance, to facilitate people to learn what is the Grihastha Ashram, and have older brothers and older sisters who are guiding you through the problems that will inevitably come and teach you how to remain together and keep Krishna in the center. Kali Yuga is an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. We have to be responsible. We have to be educated on how to remain responsible to Krishna, to Guru, to the Vaishnavas. America is a culture that is based on sense gratification. 70% divorce rate within 3 years of marriage in the whole country. So people who become devotees have been born and trained in this culture. The Indian culture is not a culture of sense gratification. It's a culture of renunciation and spiritual responsibility. And to the degree India imports American culture, there will be divorces and broken marriages and broken homes and drug addiction and alcoholism and crime and everything else that America has. But Prabhupada said, I have not come to America to become an American. He was very strong. When Srila Prabhupada was about to go to America, some of his well-wishers were telling him, we want to teach you how to eat with fork and knife.
Because if you eat with your fingers in America, everyone will think you are barbaric. And we want to teach you how to put on pants and coat. Because no one will want to hear from you if you're wearing dhoti and chador. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, I am not going to America to become an American. It is a culture of sense gratification. I am going to America to give them Krishna conscious culture. Prabhupada said, we will conquer America through Krishna conscious culture. The culture that is based on philosophy, devotion, renunciation, and responsibility. So we may give people the philosophy, but if we do not give them the culture of Krishna consciousness along with the philosophy, they will not have the atmosphere to sustain their faith in the philosophy or to practice it. And what is this counselor system? It is simply trying to train people and create an atmosphere in Krishna conscious culture of love and trust and purity and responsibility on every level of our life. And if that is there, then it will make a great, great difference in sustaining marriages, in sustaining friendships, in sustaining people's sadhana, in sustaining people's spiritual lives. Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.